from the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
The St. Louis Cardinals scored four runs in the eighth inning last night, rallying to beat the Brewers 5-1 at Busch Stadium. Carlos Beltran's sack fly RBI played it the go-ahead run. Matt Adams had a two-run homer that capped off the eighth inning for the Redbirds, who have won five in a row and remain a game ahead of the Pirates for first place in the National League Central. Elsewhere in pennant race baseball, the Pirates did win. They beat the Rangers 7-5. In the American League wildcard chase, Kansas City dumped Cleveland. The Yankees beat Baltimore. Boston a win over Tampa Bay again, and Oakland got past Minnesota. Packers starting safety Morgan Burnett returned to practice on a limited basis yesterday, but Coach Mike McCarthy says it's too early to tell whether he can play on Sunday against Washington. Also, McCarthy says Jermichael Finley missed practice with a toe injury but is expected to return tomorrow. Left guard Josh Sitton continues to recover from a bad back. McCarthy says he doesn't have a handle on that just yet. And James Jones talked to reporters this week, and he says he's not worried about not having any catches in the game against the 49ers.
You know, the ultimate goal is to win the game. That's why it's a team game. You know, if I'm not making plays, that's why we got other receivers, and that's why we got other playmakers. So, you know, nothing's wrong with me. You know, just out there trying to help my team win, and we didn't get the win done on Sunday, and we got to bounce back.
There is NFL football on the schedule tonight as New England takes on the New York Jets. The Jets also reported that quarterback Mark Sanchez is probably done for the year. He's got a labral tear in his right shoulder and will likely have surgery. And the season is over for Yankee shortstop Derek Jeter. He was put on the DL yesterday due to concern about his surgically repaired left ankle. That's sports. I'm Tom King.